In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah, the third Perek Masechta Zvachin. Mishnah begins, Ashochet et hazevach lechol davar she'ein dakor lechol, or laktir davar she'ein dakor laktir kasher. The Mishnah says, so if someone has intention to eat part of a korban, and their intention was to consume it either outside the allotted time or outside the designated location, however, it was regarding a part of the korban that's davar she'ein dakor lechol, that is not normally consumed. For example, a part of the korban, like their sacrificial parts, that are normally offered on the Mizbeach. Mishnah says, or lahaktir, or his intention was to offer up a part of the korban that's not normally davar she'ein dakor laktir, something that's not normally offered in the mizbeach. For example, the meat that one would normally consume. Mishnah says, in that situation, kasher. That wrong intention has no impact on the korban is still valid. However, in this situation, Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that korban would be invalid. Mishnah then continues, lechol davar she'dakor lechol laktir davar she'dakor laktir. If the intention here was to consume part of the korban that is normally consumed, or to offer part of the korban that is normally offered, and the intention was to do so outside the designated location or beyond the allotted time, but in this specific case, it was only to consume or offer less than an olive's worth, pachot mikazayit, Mishnah says, it would be kasher. That machshava would have no impact, the korban would be valid, because it was less than that minimum shear that would have a negative impact, shear referring to the minimum volume. However, what happens lechol b'kachatzi zayit or laktir kachatzi zayit? What if one had intention to consume part of the korban, again half kazayit's worth, and also to offer kachatzi zayit's worth? Can they combine together to make that minimum shear? Mishnah says no. The korban is still kasher. Why she'ein achila b'haktar mitzarfim? As we've already learned in the end of the second perek, that the achila and haktara, the consumption offering, those two machshav, those two thoughts, do not combine to invalidate this korban. Now, since we've learned it already, why is the Mishnah repeating it now? Well, Kati Satz's opinion that says that the reason is because having raised the position of Rebbe Eliezer, that one can invalidate the korban by having machshav to eat something that's not normally eaten, it's important to mention here that he would agree that the machshava kachatzi zayit of achila and haktara of consumption offering do not combine together. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalit. Hashochet et hazevach. If someone slaughters a korban on the condition lechol kazayit minaor, and it was on condition that he was going to eat part of the hide, not the part that's edible, which is by the tail, but rather any part of the rest of the hide. Or min harotev. This is referring to the meat broth or meat juice. Or he was going to eat min hakipah. This refers to the sediment, which is sort of a mix of the spices and garlic and onions and the like that was added to make flavor, and that would mixed into that might be some pieces, small pieces of meat as well. Or min ha'alal. This refers to the literal translation is offal, but this refers to some of the meat or fat that once the animal is flayed, there's little bits that might be connected still to the hide. Or min ha'atzamot, or from the bones. Or min ha-gidim, this refers to the sinews, or min ha-talfaim, or the hooves, or it's min ha-karnaim, or the horns, and he had intention to have any of these things, chutz zmano, beyond a lot of time, or outside the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah says the korban would be kasher. Why? Because this does not satisfy the requirement, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, of lechol davar shedakor lechol, to consume something that's normally eaten. None of these things are normally eaten, and therefore, machshava regarding these things would not invalidate the korban. Mishnah then adds, "Ve'in chayvim aleihem mishum pigul." If you have a korban that's already rendered pigul, and someone ate from any parts of these, the alal, or from the bones or the sinews, then Mishnah says he would not be chayv karet for doing so. If you remember, a korban that is rendered pigul, eating from such a korban is punishable with karet. Similarly, notar, this refers to a korban that is left, actually not just machshava, but really left beyond the allotted time that was meant to be consumed. Someone ate from one of these parts of the korban that we've just listed in this Mishnah, they're not really edible, then he would not be chayav karet. And similarly, someone who is tameh, someone who became impure himself, ate from one of these korban that is kasher, a valid korban. And normally, if he ate from, say, the flesh of the animal, he would be chayav karet, but he ate from one of these inedible parts, he would not be chayav karet. Those are Mishnah today.